The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
You might have heard on with Sean Moncrief a little while ago, the photographer and columnist Ruth Medjbear talking about how we're losing basic table manners in restaurants, whether it's blaring videos on phones, not using cutlery properly, or children shouting. It seems we have lost our sense of etiquette in restaurants. We're joined now by the owner of Hugo's Restaurant in Dublin, Gina Murphy. Gina, is it as bad as all that?
Oh, it's not as bad. Maybe if you just had a concentrated dose of it. But no, it's not that bad. It's not that bad at all. But there are things that you can see yourself in day to day that's slightly slipping, yes, but not as catastrophic.
I'm guessing phones are a problem, are they?
Yes, I suppose my restaurant isn't really a completely family-orientated restaurant. It's more a kind of a grown-ups restaurant and business and stuff like that. But we do have
kids. If I go to Hugo's, I'm concentrating on the food. I'm not thinking on my phone.
Yeah, hopefully. But I mean, it does happen. I had to approach a table the other day who, now they were tourists, so I'm going to blame the tourists, but they were in the middle of a video call with their relations in New York.
Ah, here.
Yeah, no, seriously. And like they were, you know, loud and showing the whole restaurant on video. And I had to go to them and say, folks, please, you know, you got to have a little respect for your fellow diners here.
How did they take when you said that?
A little indignant, but you know, whatever.
So, is it older people who are more likely to be blaring out their phones than the kids that we normally blame for this kind of stuff?
Yeah, to be honest, it is. I mean, the kids generally have headphones or AirPods or something. It's the adults that tend to make phone calls and have them on speaker. And I'm, you know, I'm again generalizing, but the most times I've had to go to somebody to turn down their phone has been an adult, not a child.
Okay. Does your staff find it when you're going to take orders or delivering food that people are on their phones? Is that a problem?
Sometimes it is, sometimes it is. But I mean, you have to take every table and every situation for its own value. So, I mean, some people could be looking up translation apps. Some people could be trying to find out something for work. So
I suppose where
you would see it interfering is with younger people, because when they have their heads in their phones, they really do have their heads in their phones. And it's not just for taking the orders. It's for the whole evening. You know, they'll be not in conversation with the other people at the table, which is quite sad, actually, I find.
Yeah, and actually, I should point out, I constantly use my phone in restaurants now to put the torch on the phone so I can read the menus. Yes. Otherwise, it's a real problem. Listeners got in touch to say, I dined with a colleague who was so loud, they shouted at me from across the table. I was never so embarrassed. I really started speaking in hushed tones to try and encourage her to speak quieter. It didn't work. I was never so stressed at all the stairs. Says M, that is pretty awful. Can I ask you about one of my own personal bugbears, and that's our inability to use cutlery, which we seem to have inherited from the United States. Every time I watch a film or a drama set in the US, nobody holds the knife and fork the right way. And I've noticed it's coming in Ireland as well.
Do you think? Oh, it's one thing that makes me cringe, I have to tell you. It really does. It's like they stab the meat with the fork, cut it with the knife, and then swap the cutlery over. So the fork will start in their left hand and be cut with, you know, the meat will be cut with their fork in the left hand. Then they put down the knife and pick up the fork with their right hand to eat it. It's stomach churning for us in the restaurant.
Are you genuinely horrified at this?
Oh, desperate. It really is. It's awful. But, you know, I had a great debate with somebody recently about it, and I did a bit of reading on it, interestingly enough. And it's not that we are the best. It's about how culture evolved differently. And how meals were served differently. But yes, when we see it, it makes us cringe. But I suppose if you're looking for things that we would find really rude, like something like that is not rude. That's just somebody's own personal kind of behavior, and it doesn't really disrupt other diners. But I suppose the biggest thing that we would find as a problem with restaurant etiquette is actually booking a table not turning up with the right numbers that you've booked for, or else being late and just being blasé coming in the door, which just
That is bad form.
Listen, you wouldn't turn up late to the hairdressers or the dentist and just breeze in the door like, hey, you know, 20 minutes late, you know. So we coordinate everything with the same kind of structure. We're a business as well, you know, and you have to plan things. We can't put 50 orders into the kitchen at the one time. You know, we have a system where we take 25 people every kind of 15 to 30 minutes. That's it. That's all we'll give the kitchen. That's all the space we have to cook. We have to cook everything individually. We need pots and pans and oven space and plate space. So, you know, but then when somebody like books for 10 and turns up with 7 and doesn't even phone us, that's infuriating, actually. It's so
I'm guessing that hits your that goes straight to your bottom line, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely, yeah. And you know what? It's people's livelihoods that you're messing around. But again, I wouldn't turn up to, you know, if I had a meeting with somebody and I had promised that I was going to bring, you know, the accountant, the surveyor, the, and I only turned up with one person and not the three.
Yeah.
You know, it's just rude. If you know you're, even if you're walking down the street and it's 10 minutes before you get to us, and you know that your numbers have changed, pick up the phone and let us know. We can carve off that table and try and make a sale out of it.
Yeah.
Or not have empty seats at your own table, which is just awful for conversation in the main anyway.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. Makes total sense. As you say, it's just basic good manners. Gina Murphy, owner of Hugo's Restaurant, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder. Lots of you getting in touch in relation to this issue. Try being an early years assistant in a creche or a teacher of junior, senior infants. If you attempt to teach what would have been considered table manners, nothing stuffy, just how to hold a fork, knife, spoon, the child goes home whinging about what teacher made them do X, Y, and Z. Parents will soon storm into creche school and tell them you are employed to teach their child to read, write, count, and not to eat. Children don't have dexterity to hold a pen anymore, let alone operate a knife and fork. They can, however, manage a mobile without difficulty. People are eating in an animalistic fashion now. All fingers, says one listener. And somebody else along those lines got in touch to say, it's not just the Irish with no table manners. While on holiday in Cove, an American gentleman at the table ordered fish and chips. Using his fingers to eat the chips wasn't too bad. But when he picked up the whole battered fish in his hand, I was truly shocked. Now, I have, from a takeaway, I've eaten a battered sausage and a battered fish in my hand, taken in my hand, but it is different if you're in a restaurant. People don't seem to know how to cut with a knife. The amount of people I've seen tear their food with a knife rather than cut, bizarre. I hear you. It is bizarre. Like, there is a serrated edge on the knife. Use it. What happens if you're left-handed? If you're left-handed, it's absolutely legitimate to turn the cutlery around the other way. Kids running around a restaurant is out of control. Parents need to stop them or just eat somewhere else, says another listener. Should we not pick up a burger? Come on. And I think picking up a burger is, I think that's fine. There are certain foods it is okay to put into your hands, or at least one hand. I think my mother used to tell me one hand is okay. But anyway, keep them. Oh, lots coming in. I volunteered at the charity shop on the tills. Last week, a customer came in. He was having a full-blown conversation at the top of his voice on his phone. I couldn't hear what another customer was asking me at the till. I put my finger up to my mouth to encourage the rude customer to lower his voice. He became very verbally abusive to me and said the music was too loud. He sounds like an obnoxious gentleman.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.